sure you must have heard the phrase being used, too heavenly minded to be of any earthly use. Perhaps you've used it yourself once or twice. I hope not, though, because it's absolute nonsense, isn't it? It really doesn't make any sense at all. Let me read to you today's verses from 1 Peter. They're verses 13 through to verse 16. Here's what Peter writes. Therefore, with your minds ready for action, be sober-minded and set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the desires of your former ignorance, but as the one who called you is holy, you also are to be holy in all your conduct. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. There's another phrase that does the round sometimes as well. God wants you holy, not happy. That one's nonsense too, because happiness and holiness belong together. As does heavenly mindedness and earthly use. They belong together as well. In these verses we've just read, they finish with those words, be holy because I am holy. Now that can sound like an onerous demand if we're not careful, as if something heavy is being placed upon us by God. Be holy because I am holy. But in actual fact, Peter has been preparing us in his letter so far to say exactly this, that God wants us to be holy because he is holy. So how do we get ready, prepare ourselves to be more holy, to be more like God? Well, Peter says in verse 13, therefore, with your minds ready for action. He's been getting our minds ready for the action of being like God, of being holy. And he's been getting our minds ready by telling us to set our minds and set our hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So straight away we see here, our hope of heaven is not based on whether we can be entirely like God now, perfectly holy in and of ourselves. It's based on the hope we have of the grace that will be brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ. In other words, it's by grace that we'll end up in glory, and we should set our minds on that because that will help us to live holy lives now. Set your minds, set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And when we do that, it fills us with gratefulness, thankfulness. It fills us with a desire, a holy desire, to be more like God, to be more like Jesus. It reminds us that we're children of the living God, and therefore we want to be like him. And it's important to point out that is not onerous. The people who maximise their happiness in this life are not the ones who indulge the sinful desires of their hearts, but they are Christians who indulge the holy new desires of their hearts as they think upon the great hope that they have been given in Jesus Christ. So, set your minds on things above, not in order to be of no earthly use, but in order to be holy in this world, pointing people to the God, the Saviour, Jesus Christ, who has saved you and is now making you like him, holy.